This is class number one, Receiving Love. In order to love yourself, you have to be willing to receive love. And that means being willing to take a receptive posture toward life, a receptive posture toward others and towards the divine. In the early 1970s, a Catholic priest by the name of Henry Nouwen wrote a beautiful meditative book entitled With Open Hands. Basically, it was about prayer and about how to position yourself in relationship to the divine. The premise was that your hands, symbolizing your life, needed to be open to receive the grace of the divine. If your hands were tightly clenched, then you could not receive the gifts that were there for you. It is still a wonderful image because it conveys so much in such a simple way. So what does it mean to have your hands open in relationship to the divine presence that permeates everything? And why are our hands often closed to the divine light and love that vibrates within all of creation? And how can we stay more open? You know, we close our hands to protect ourselves, and we protect ourselves when we're afraid. What are we afraid of? Well, we're afraid of rejection from God or from another person. We fear their judgment and their criticalness. We try very hard to be perfect, not making any mistakes that would call forth that judgment. Or we try to make ourselves invisible so that no one will hurt us. And when we do that, we distrust that there is a benevolent presence in the universe. We have a hard time believing that a divine presence flows through everything that exists. We feel small. We feel vulnerable. We feel insignificant. And we also close our hands sometimes out of anger, out of shame, or out of guilt. We close our hands out of determination, believing that there is no one else to help us, within or without, and that we have to do it all by ourselves. Yet when we are open to the divine presence that is within us and around us, we are trusting that we are part of something much greater than ourselves. We realize that we don't have to try so hard, and that love wants to come easing into our life. When our hands are open, love, energy, well-being, abundance, inner peace, and wellness can flow much more easily into our lives. And certainly, these are gifts worth receiving. So, what is the stance you most often assume in relationship to life? What is the stance you are taking in this moment? Let's try something that can help you get an answer to that question. This will draw upon your unconscious mind and your intuition. I want you just to take a moment and imagine yourself as a statue. This statue symbolizes the usual relationship to the world around you that you have. Just imagine it for a moment. What position would your body assume? This is your usual relationship to the world around you. How would your hands and your arms be placed? Would you be frozen in motion, as if you were running toward something? Or would you be in a quiet, still position? Would your eyes be wide open, or would they be tightly closed? Would your arms be folded in front of you in a protective stance? Or would they be relaxed by your side? Would your hands be fists, suggesting an adversarial relationship with life? Or would your hands be open, suggesting a receptivity to life? When I just checked in with myself in this moment, I could see myself standing with one hand open, my right hand, and then my left hand was on my heart. And at first I thought that that was a little protective, as if I was protecting my heart. But then I realized that that left hand was actually feeding my heart. It was loving myself. And that felt good. Whatever stance you assume in relationship to life, it most likely changes from moment to moment. So if I were to check back in with myself in a little while, it might be an altogether completely different story. In fact, it's only in the present moment that you can shift your current stance and gently open to receiving love. How can you move from a tightly closed position into a relaxed, open stance toward life? Well, let me tell you a story. I recently had a woman come to me for spiritual direction who felt caught in her own perfectionism. And she knew that this kept her closed to love, but didn't know how to get free from her own self-judgment. So in a guided imagery meditation, she invited Jesus to be present to her, but she still felt trapped by her own fear of failure. It was really hard for her to imagine that Jesus would want to be with her, and it was difficult for her to hear any communication from him. She spontaneously imaged herself with clenched fists, and inwardly, she asked for help. Then an amazing thing happened. She was shocked to imagine Jesus kissing each of her fingers open. And she was overwhelmed by this image of love and acceptance, this outpouring of his affection for her. Her hands opened, and in that moment, she could allow love to be present to her. What does this teach us? Well, it shows us that in order to receive love, we have to love and accept the aspects of ourselves that are not open to receiving love. Let me say that again. In order to receive love, we have to love and accept the aspects of ourselves that aren't open to receiving love. It's quite a paradox, isn't it? In the imagery, Jesus was showing her how we need to be in relationship to what is closed within us. He was showing her that love begets love. Judgment produces more judgment. And whether you believe that Jesus was really present to this woman, as I do, or whether you think it was an aspect of her psyche speaking to her, that's not as important as the truth and wisdom of this image. Because when she inwardly asked for help, she was calling on love to be present. And when love showed up, in this case as the presence of Jesus, love met her resistance with kindness and affection. The aspects of her that were tightly closed could gently open. And in that moment, her defenses were no longer needed. We can ask for help to be opened to love. And there's a wonderful prayer that I came across by a man named Ted Loder. And this is the prayer. Gentle me, Holy One, into an unclenched moment, a deep breath, a letting go of heavy experiences, of shriveling anxieties, of dead certainties, that softened by the silence, surrounded by the light, and open to the mystery, I may be found by wholeness, upheld by the unfathomable, entranced by the simple, and filled with the joy that is you. It's a beautiful prayer, isn't it? It is in each moment that love comes to us in our life. But we don't often recognize it, and we're not usually open to it. Yet it is in each moment that we can ask to be opened. And who knows who might show up to kiss your fingers until you can no longer resist opening them.